Right Samadhi and Insight in Sayadaw U Kandima. Sayadaw U Sandima, S Teaching. On Basic Meditation. We'll start the meditation each day 5 times per hour. The reason for each hour is that in the beginning we're not skilled in the practice. Sayadaw prefers the yogis to sit for at least 2 hours. We'll start from an hour of practice. The yogis need to understand the disciplines which have to follow. You can't do the practice as whatever you want it to be. I will start from the basic points. You can't attain the ultimate essence of Dharma in 9 days. I.e., in a 9 days retreat, usually he gives a 9 days retreat. Practice meditation is taking off the concepts, panities, which cover reality, paramatta. There are 3 stages, purification of the precepts or virtue, sila, mind, citta, and views, ditti, i.e., sila visuddhi, citta visuddhi, and ditti visuddhi, discerning of the paramatta mind, and form analytically is called purification of view. To take off the defilement and hindrance which cover on the paramatta dharma is called sila and samadhi practice. The main points are sila, samadhi, and panna, virtue, concentration, and wisdom. There are differences in the establishment of sila and samadhi. Of the 3 sila, samadhi, and panna, sila and samadhi are more basic. Even though we're talking about sila and samadhi, there are differences between samadhi-based sila practice and insight, vipassana-based sila practice. If not knowing these things, people are confused in the practices of samatha yanaka and vipassana yanaka. This is distinguished by the commentary. It can be said samatha-based and insight-based. It becomes 2 ways dependent on the characters of person. Some are easily to concentrate with an object, and develop very strong samadhi, e.g., on anapanasati. Some have used reflection or contemplation to develop samadhi, e.g., loathsomeness of the body. Requirement in practice, i.e., insight meditation, vipassana, is ultimate reality, paramattha dharma, paramattha, and does not include the concepts, panati. The objects of paramattha don't have greed, lobha, anger, dosa, and delusion, moha, or 1500 of defilements, kalesa. Giving names, designate, to objects is stuck in concepts, and does not arrive at paramattha objects. At the moment of insight, contemplation does not include impermanence, anicca, suffering, dukkha, and not self, anatta. Because these are the concepts of anicca, dukkha and anatta or the perceptions of anicca, dukkha and anatta, i.e., sanna. Paramatta Dharma does not include perceptions, sanna. If they include concepts during the insight practice, then the mind of the insight yogi does not become a vipassana mind. Instead, it is still taking the conceptual objects of the mind. It's still not arriving at the insight province. Another point is during the vipassana contemplation, you can't have lobha, dosa and moha or 1500 kalesa, which can be only abandoned by arahant. Now we strip off 1500 kalesa with sila and samadhi, i.e., temporarily strip off during the insight, and in the end, abandon with path knowledge. In the beginning of the practice, we strip off kalesa with sila and samadhi. What is the fundamental process of sila and samadhi to strip off kalesa? To establish sila and samadhi to have a meditation subject, Kamathana, and base on it for practice. It's a workplace for sila and samadhi. A place for the mind to stay on. Samadhi is calmness or stability. Lobha, Dosa and moha dharmas in the kanda are making the contemplative mind restless, and can you contemplate it? It's impossible that it needs to focus the mind. For this, focus of attention is that you find a place for it. This place is called kamathana, meditation subject, or the working place. A place controlling the mind not to become distracted. There are differences in how to keep it there. Some keep the mind at the rising and falling of the abdomen. When the abdomen is rising up with the breathing, note it as rising, and when it's falling down, note it as falling. The mind can't run away anywhere by noting the rising and falling of the abdomen, i.e., Mahasi system. Some are mindful of the physical sensations, vibrations, on the center of the head, and the mind can't run away, i.e., Ubarkin system, but for them is at the stage of insight practice because they develop strong enough samadhi with anapanasati, and with this samadhi power observing the physical sensations of the whole body. If the mind is distracted, bring it back to the same place. This is Yu Chandima's view. Some use anapanasati, knowing the in-breath and out-breath. Every time the air is touching the nostril, you have to know it. Another way is contemplating the preceding mind with the following mind. This is mind with mind meditation subject, kamathana. Be mindful of the mind which is thinking about one's own son, then the thinking mind will cease. This is not sitanupasana yet. This is mind with mind kamathana, i.e., refer to Mogik Sayadaw's sitanupasana. Yu Chandima has his own way of interpretation. If we study the Satipatthana suttas and Satipatthana Samyutta, Satipatthana had three stages, Satipatthana, Satipatthana Bhavana, the end of Satipatthana Bhavana. It's mind with mind or with one of the objects to bind the mind on an object, and not letting it run away is kamathana, meditation subject. The places and objects keeping the mind are different, but not letting it run away has the same purpose. Therefore, the main point here is to keep the mind in good shape. Some keep the mind outside, e.g., casino objects, mostly as circular discs prepared by the yogis, such as earth casino, water, color casinos, etc. The objects before are keeping the mind on the body. Keeping the mind wherever it may be, the first task is not letting the mind run away. Controlling the mind not to be in distraction is called sila, virtue. Not letting the mind be distracted at the original place, if it's distracted, and controlling it with the mind, is sila. Here Yu Chandima's interpretation on sila factors in meditation is different from others. Actually, mindfulness, sati practice covers sila, samadhi and panna. Indriya samvara sila, restraint of the sense faculties needs sati, mindfulness. Mindfulness purifies the mind, and attaining samadhi. With samadhi, one can develop panna. It's samadhi if the mind is not running away, and staying with the object. At the place defilements, kalesa, calm down is called samatha, tranquility. Freedom from defilements and hindrances, kalesa and nivarana, is samatha, i.e., temporary freedom of defilements. Some are confused with samatha, samadhi, and jhana. I will explain these things. The mind concentrated on the object is called jhana, absorption. The kalesa, defilement, is calmed down with the object which is called samatha object, samatha aramana. Keeping the mind from distraction is called sila. All these are sila and samadhi. At the abdomen of rising and falling, free from kalesa with every rising and falling is samadhi. If you concentrate on the rising and falling, It is called jhana. Burning with kalesa is also called jhana. Concentrate on the pleasant object. I will elaborate about them. We practiced dharma, but still not yet, i.e., insight meditation. Clearing of the distractions of the mind is called practice kamathana, kamatam, i.e., samatha or samadhi practice. Later I'll explain why it's called jhana and samadhi. If Mahasi yogis are here, they can keep the mind at rising and falling of the abdomen. If the mind is staying, there is kamathana. The fact that his system is different from mine means that the purpose is not understood. You can keep your mind wherever is good for you. If you want to keep the mind on preceding mind with following mind or the sensations on the head, etc., you also can do it. Here the readers should not be confused with Yu Chandima's interpretation. He separates samatha and vipassana practices. Some systems can't separate like this, e.g., Mahasi system. They use satipatthana sati mindfulness as the main practice. From mindfulness develop samadhi, i.e., vipassana samadhi, from there develop wisdom. In anapana, there are two ways of breathing, someone breathes lightly, and someone breathes strongly. Should breathe lightly, and not strongly is wrong. In the text, the Buddha didn't say you shouldn't breathe strongly. This is without trying it out, and speaking with one's supposition. It is a lack of understanding of the text, sutta. It must calm the breath, meaning there is no calmness to make it calm. This referred to the fourth stage of 16 stages of Anapanasati, see the sutta. In the Patisamhidamagga, a commentary, it gave the example of striking a copper bell. The sound of dong becomes smaller, and then disappears. This is Passambayam Kayasankaram, from strong breathing to become lighter. This referred to the fourth stage of anapana in Pali. The words of rough breathing do not mean to breathe like cutting a log with a saw, i.e., using force. This means using a strong breathing which is suitable to oneself. The saying of strong breathing is not dharma means speaking without practice. You'll know about them later with the practice. I am not rejecting your own way of practice because it's reasonable. Some methods, as mentioned before. Later you'll become clear of them. In collecting the mind, you can do it with the method which you like. You can also breathe anapana slowly or lightly. Here I'll show you the method which is not slow and fast, not soft and strong breathing. You use this method or not up to you, i.e., his system. Why I allow this, you will understand it by practicing. You'll know later how to practice is the best way. Now, you have to practice with the method you prefer. The four great elements change, and when you encounter Dukkha Vedana, you don't allow changing your postures, either moving or lifting your limbs. Why I don't allow it will explain the reason during the practice. Now, we start with an hour sitting for each sitting, and later with 2 hours for each sitting. With the Ingu method, we practice anapana for 3 or 4 days, Yu Ba Kin's method also the same, but they are 10 days retreat. Here is 9 days retreat. After that you don't use it, not practice anapana for 9 days. From then onwards, we practice for 2 hours each sitting. If Dukkha Vedana arises, moving, lifting and correcting the body is not allowed in this center. I'll explain why the reason is. I will show only what is necessary in the practice. Another point is there are no two ways, and only one way, you'll also know about it. Samatha Yanaka and Vipassana Yanaka have only one way, i.e., as the Noble Eightfold Path. Yogis who want to practice with my method, there are rules have to be followed. You should not rest during the determined hour. Should not change or correct your postures during the sittings. Yogis using anapana should not breathe by moving the body, like sawing a log. During the sittings should not make the body very straight and tense. Should not breathe by stiffening and tightening the body to control it when the pain becomes unbearable. If you sit with other methods, you also have to follow these rules. You should not make corrections during the restriction of the hour, 1 or 2 hours. In the Anapanasati Sutta, asking to sit with the straight body is not stiffening the body. For example, you can't lift the hand up for a long period of time and will become tired. Can you sit longer by stiffening and tightening the body? This is one of the reasons most centers make restrictions for an hour sitting. This is one of the reasons why the mind cannot rest on the object of meditation. Wrong interpretation of the Pali meanings that the teacher can't teach the student for longer period. The right sitting is natural sitting, in a normal way, not letting the body to incline any sides. It means the body has to be straight. With anapana you should not stop it again, and breathe it again, should not breathe strongly, and then lightly, i.e., breathe in the constant way. Here the machine will teach you how to breathe. There is a recording machine with the in-breathing system. During the sitting is playing a record of the breathing sound, and the yogis try to breathe according to the sound. You have to breathe equally according to the machine. This is referring to yogis who can follow it. For older yogis who can't breathe according to the machine can breathe stronger with one's own ability. You all note it carefully. Later you'll say I can't breathe according to the machine. It doesn't mean you have to follow the machine exactly. It will be better if you can breathe according to the rate of the machine. Even though you can breathe it, but you don't follow it, and it will be a mistake, i.e., miss the benefit of results which is overcoming pain, and go into samadhi. Older people, and some who have heart disease, problems, breathe with one's good breathing, but must have acceleration, power, and force, and in accordance with the rules, as mentioned all above. You should breathe more than ordinary breathing, i.e., once or twice more. If you can breathe in accordance with the machine, it should be the same as it. In the beginning, it's not used to this kind of breathing that it becomes tired or tight in the chest, because the lungs area is not opening up, or you are used to the normal slow breathing. With a little strong breathing, the lungs area opens up, and it becomes tired and tight. Without concern about it, and if you continue to breathe regularly, the lungs area opens up, and blood circulation becomes good even if it is possible to treat the disease. If you can breathe in accordance with the machine, it is better. If you can't do it with one's own breathing rate, the long breaths and short breaths have to be in equal lengths, slow breathing and fast breathing have to be right, strong breathing and soft breathing have to be right, etc. Its meaning is breathing rhythmically with constancy, without any changes, and it is important. Sometimes the breath is long and short, strong and weak, and there is a pause when breathing. In this case, it doesn't develop samadhi. Weak and strong, slow and fast have to be right. Later, pain, vedana, will give you the answer. If vedana arises, your own original meditation object is unreliable, i.e., other methods as mentioned above. Unreliable doesn't mean these methods are wrong. Later you'll understand them. Still not practicing, you don't know the answer yet. The answer will come out during the practice. If you are correcting and lifting the body during the designated determination or resolution. Adhidhana. Later the practice can't go forward, can't develop samadhi, and can't go forward to vipassana, and stuck with samadhi practice only. I don't ask you to do something which is not out of your ability. Within an hour you can do it, with patience and endurance. You have to try it, and can't get it for free.